Good morning. It's the 26th of December, 2018. Today we have the Emperor, Three of Cups, and the reversed Eight of Swords. Go out already. More of a command than an invitation, you'd best show up, especially if it comes from the man in charge, who may be an Aries, the sign of the suit of fire, which rules the Emperor, number four of the major arcana. He certainly has shown up in a lot of readings this year. He's the boss of you, whether your father, employer, or even a husband or partner. Whoever they are, we respect his authority, and they are making you an offer that you can't or shouldn't refuse. It certainly looks like a good time, though. You won't regret it. As a matter of fact, the way these three humans of the suit of cups, Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, look up from the table when you walk in, you may even be the guest of honor. This very much pleases the Emperor. We know the poor, imprisoned human of the cold, windy Eight of Swords, suit of air, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, who stands alone, blindfolded and loosely bound in ropes, surrounded by her little homemade jail made of swords, so flimsy it seems about to blow down. Swords are like words, double-edged and sharp. The Emperor has been known to have a rather fiery sort of a tongue, but the cuts have healed. We have a happy reunion here. For some reason, he or she is free, willing, and able to join the party today. This person may have been laid up for some time. The female humans of the Three of Cups sit together at a table, the remains of a fruit plate strewn all over the place, huge wine glasses set before them, and one of them even has holly berries and a Christmas wreath on her head. How is it that I have never noticed that before? The Eight of Swords sometimes means mental or physical rehabilitation or treatment. Someone may be out of the hospital and able to join the family for the holidays, and it's a happy occasion. It could be the patriarch of the family, father or grandfather. These girls sure look happy, and I have to wonder if someone's celebrating a divorce or separation from being freed from some sort of relationship, maybe a strict or controlling father or husband. Or, you are now free to marry someone who fits that description. Perhaps you are finally free to take control of your own life and destiny for some reason, and the champagne corks are popping. I am paying attention to the position of the cards. First, Emperor, the Three and the Eight. Left to right. The Emperor faces left and looks back, sword resting, but in hand, as if guarding the future positions with vigilance, watching his back. The reverse painful victim of the Eight is free to go. Her prison bar swords and blindfold fall away. Now welcomed back out into the world, he or she needs to guard and protect this fragile new condition. He or she may want to borrow that armor bling from the Emperor. If father is in spirit, he is free to watch over his girls or boys. And he loves it when you guys talk about him, but only if you're laughing. Have a great one. Bye.